So there abide faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, we have indeed a perfect epistle for this Sunday before Lent on which we reflect on the almsgiving that we will be doing during Lent. And of course, we need to do the works of charity. They're listed in the bulletin. The corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We must do these throughout our lives, but even more so during Lent. And so St. Paul explains to us the nature of and the reward of charity. And also, he reflects on the fact that it's greater than faith and hope. And one of the reasons why it is greater is that faith and hope will come to an end. There's no faith or hope in heaven because they're not needed there. You can't have faith in heaven because faith is when we take somebody's word for it. Right now, I don't need to have anybody tell me that I'm seeing you. I'm experiencing it directly. It's the same thing in heaven. We don't need somebody to tell us about God because we'll be seeing him face to face. So faith doesn't exist. It cannot exist in heaven. Nor can hope exist because you can't hope for what you already have. If you have it, then the hope has ceased to obtain it because you have it. So again, it makes sense that hope is not in charity, not in heaven, but charity absolutely endures for all eternity. And the most important person to love, of course, is Almighty God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole mind, and with thy whole strength. And secondly, and always secondly, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So if we love one's neighbor to the exclusion of the love of God, or we do something good for our neighbor only for a natural motive, then there's no supernatural reward. And this is why St. Paul says, if I distribute all my goods to feed the poor and deliver my body to be burned, yet do not have charity, it profits me nothing. Sounds like a contradiction. St. Paul's saying, I should have charity. Then he says, I give everything away to feed the poor, and I deliver my body to be burnt. And it's still not charity, because the motive is what makes it so important. So you see, a natural motive. If I do a good deed to somebody so they'll do a good deed back to me, that's a natural motive. And it doesn't profit me in eternity. So I must do it for the love of God and for the spiritual, truly the spiritual love of my neighbor. And then I am laying up that treasure in heaven. Then it is truly supernatural charity. It has been said very truly that if love ceases, it never was love to begin with. Because love has to be not just in the feeling. Love has to be especially in the will. It's easier to love when we have the feeling, but it's not the most important aspect. And this is where so many get it wrong. They say, well, I don't have the feeling anymore, so I don't love. No. True love is in the will, where we choose to do good to others despite our feeling. It might even go against our feeling, or there's a lack of feeling. This is why our Lord could tell us not only to love our neighbor, but to love our enemies. Love our enemies. Does that mean you should have good feelings, warm, fuzzy feelings towards people that oppose you or have hurt you? Of course not. I also like that saying of Chesterton, our Lord told us to love our neighbor and our enemies because often enough they're the same person, or could be the same person. So it doesn't mean we have to like somebody, but it does mean we have to love everyone. That's the gospel. So let us examine our consciences as to where we can do, where we can increase for the right motive and reason these corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And may I remind you that the spiritual works of mercy are even higher than the corporal works of mercy. You know, so often we hear, you know, donate for this cause, help these poor people here, and, you know, help these victims here. And that's all important and good. We're helping them in body. The corporal works of mercy. But let's not forget the spiritual works of mercy, which are even higher because they pertain to the person's souls. The people's souls. And which is more important? Which is it the body or the soul? We know it's the soul. So how well the Catholic Church teaches us to not just look at bodily needs of others, but at their spiritual needs even more so. I was also thinking about something in regards to charity, and this would involve our love of God. And this comes to my mind when I talk about charity, because even in our love of God, we can lose feeling. You know, there can be times when you feel on fire with love of God. You're so in love with God. But the danger is to equate the feeling with true love, or to put it in another way, to seek the consolations of God more than we seek the God of consolation. So one of the most important points we have to remember in the spiritual life is that at some point, spiritual dryness will set in. And by that I mean the feeling that you had earlier disappears. And the tendency is to say, what's wrong? What went wrong? And actually, nothing is wrong. Actually, God is inviting you to a higher level. Spiritual dryness has to happen in our daily lives, in our spiritual life, because that's where love can grow more than when the feeling is there. It's not easy. But again, if we're always having good feelings when we pray or we sacrifice or do works of charity, the danger is that we're seeking that good feeling. And we can't make that the ultimate criterion. You know, one example that comes to my mind, and I say this not to condemn this man, not by any means, but I remember him, this was many years ago, him saying, Father, I feel so good when I go to Mass. I feel so good. And one day, he stopped feeling so good. And he stopped going to Mass. He was failing the test. And again, I say this so you can pray for him. But it does illustrate the point. The Imitation of Christ has a number of reflections on this. Thomas Akempis calls it the grace of devotion. And he even poses the question, what do you do when you have lost the feeling, when the feeling isn't there in your spiritual good works? What do you do?
He says, keep doing the same things that you were doing when you had the feeling.
And when God sees fit, and I'm paraphrasing him quite a bit here, and when God sees fit, he will give you the consolation back. But again, we must seek the God of consolation as our primary purpose, not the consolations of God. So let us prepare with a good heart, with fervor for this holy season of Lent. Let us pray, let us sacrifice better, let us pray better, let us sacrifice more, pray more, and let us do more works of charity, and of course, do them for that supernatural motive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.